This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As it was in the legend of St. George and the Dragon, the European Union is nothing less than a plague-wielding dragon, feeding on the welfare of the European people. And as it was in that very same legend, those that chose to remain under the dragon's control would vote to turn over everything to that dragon. And now, that dragon is on a short leash, meekly begging for a second chance so it can destroy everything in its path. Kurt Nimmo writes, "The establishment is pushing a buyer's remorse narrative in the wake of Brexit, and the globalist George Soros is leading the charge." Soros said during the annual meeting of the European Council of Foreign Relations, "It was in general what you call buyer's remorse. It included everyone, the people who voted for leave, those who voted for remain, and those who didn't vote." According to Soros, the British people are not serious about leaving the EU. They simply want to express their discontent with their political situation in Europe. And now that Brexit is a reality, they are demonstrating buyer's remorse. The corporate media has adopted Soros's narrative.
Is there any chance of a second referendum? Is there any going back?
There's a lot of buyer's remorse, and there's a lot of concern amongst the Remainers, obviously.
ABC News points to a survey poll conducted for the Mail on Sunday after the Brexit vote. It claims of the 17.4 million who voted to leave, 1.1 million actually wished they had voted remain. And the New York Times went one step further and offered various ways to renege on the vote. For instance, the new prime minister might refuse to invoke Article 50 of the European Union's governing treaty and instead act like the vote never happened.
Because if we're going to wait for a successor to David Cameron, further thinking, and we're not going to invoke Article 50 or start the serious renegotiation of our trade relationship until later on this year, actually that is a period of indecision.
Another escape hatch might be the parliaments of Scotland, Northern Ireland and Wales refusing to approve Brexit. On Monday, an online petition calling for a second vote had 3.8 million signatures. Paul Manafort, Donald Trump's campaign manager, said Brexit represents a rejection of globalism and faceless bureaucrats ruling the lives of millions of people. However, globalist shill President Barack Obama would have the American people led astray yet again.
I think it's important to remember that Mr. Trump embodies global elites and has taken full advantage of it his entire life, and so he's hardly a spokesperson for a legitimate spokesperson for a populist surge from working class people on either side of the Atlantic.
Meanwhile, the humiliated, arrogant swine running the EU are unveiling their blueprint for an EU superstate. Nothing less than a sovereign corroding ultimatum that would propose that member EU countries would lose their right to their own army, criminal law, taxation system, immigration system, and the illusion of the control of their central bank. An all-encompassing totalitarian state that has been in the works all along. The Express UK reports excerpts of the 9-page EU superstate report were published today as the leaders of Germany, France, and Italy met in Berlin for Brexit crisis talks. In the preamble to the text, the two ministers write, "Our countries share a common destiny and a common set of values that give rise to an even closer union between our citizens." Immediately after the Brexit, many people in England texted, "What is the European Union?" Well, simply put, the European Union was created in 1955 at Bilderberg by the very same globalists that have risen to their current status as the enemy of humankind, fomenting quiet wars, utilizing a myriad of weapons in order to establish a new world order, which those very same globalists are incredibly close to finalizing. And now the rest of Europe is following Great Britain's lead. If the British people do fold under the weight of doom and gloom shelled out by the very globalists they're trying to escape from, and return like frightened children to their sociopathic mummy and daddy at the EU, the imaginary consequences the mainstream media would have the British people frightened of now would become very real in the near future, resulting in complete and total submission under a European superstate run by unelected bureaucrats in Brussels so arrogant and powerful, England would cease to exist. It is the EU that must cease to exist. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
We're live. Live. It's Wednesday. I'm Alex Jones, your host, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show, SimpliSafeDefense.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
America, what will it take for you to finally recognize that we're facing a major financial problem today? How high does our debt have to go? How far do stock prices have to fall? How many more times must Congress raise the debt ceiling? How many more trillions does the Fed need to print out of thin air? How much bigger must the wealth gap between rich and poor get? How much longer does the Fed need to manipulate interest rates? Wake up, America. The facts are simple. We can't afford our debts, and we can't stop printing or borrowing money. So, we're going to see a massive monetary crisis like nothing in history. Don't believe government officials or mainstream media who tell you everything's okay. Get the facts. Go online to www.defendmymoney3.com. Learn how to protect yourself. Go to www.defendmymoney3.com. That's defendmymoney, the number 3.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ending the broadcast yesterday on Tuesday, Donald Trump was giving a speech on declaring America's economic independence. And I was intending on the 4th of July to have a rebroadcast of some of our biggest and most important interviews, but I'm tempted to come in the next few days and tape a special broadcast about NAFTA and GATT and the WTO and the IMF and the World Bank and the TPP and all the rest of it and break down in their own words how they're establishing a corporate world government. Because this speech is the best I've ever seen in my lifetime against globalism. He points out that Hillary is a foreign agent of the Chinese. He says that she is an agent in a trade war against us. These are quotes. He says, if I get elected, the era of American economic surrender is over. He says they threaten us with trade war. Ladies and gentlemen, we're already in a trade war. We're already under attack. We're already having our jobs sold off to the communist Chinese.
Hillary is an agent and has been an agent since the communist Chinese were funding money through Don Tyson of Tyson Chicken, who ran the Clintons. They were formerly CIA. That's been leaked. They were handled by Strobe Talbot at Oxford. But the globalists allowed them to operate at that level as double agents because Henry Kissinger, who they're best friends with and they vacation with, and the Bushes, Bush Sr. was the first ambassador to China after relations opened back up. They made a traitorous, high-level, unilateral deal that Nixon wasn't even aware of and tried to end. That's why they basically impeached him and set him up. He wasn't an angel, but he said, what, you've made a bunch of secret deals, Kissinger? You're in trouble. Kissinger's like, no, you're in trouble. We control the press. Bye-bye. But this goes back to what happened in the 1970s. You wonder why the Bushes are in charge? You wonder why the Clintons are in charge? You wonder why they call themselves family? You want to know why we just can't seem to get rid of them like a bad case of herpes? It's because they are literally on the payroll of the communist Chinese. That's really who controls them. They also get financed to a great extent by the Saudi Arabians. There's an Israel lobby, but it's mainly about Israel. And it does bad stuff. It gets our secrets and sells it to the Chinese as well. I mean, Israel, to a great extent, is working for the Chinese. A billion and a half of them, folks, almost a billion and a half, and they're used as slaves. They have no rights. They have no economic future other than being chattel. They're very smart, hardworking people, so they're the perfect robot army. China is the first robot army. The globalists wanted hundreds of millions of slaves. They've got them. Hundreds of millions of workers. I mean, it's got to be 600, 700 million workers out of a billion, 400 million Chinese, and they have got them. And they are leveraging out all of our jobs, all of our factories, all of our future, everything from animation to silicon, to drugs, to prescription drugs, to rare earth minerals, to electronics. It's all going to be China. China is already 97 to 98%, depending on the year, in control of rare earth minerals. Strategically, the globalists do not allow the UK or Germany or France or the US or Canada or Australia to be involved in rare earth minerals. China has been given it in a global treaty. They've been given the Panama Canal and almost all of our deep water ports. They've been given the separation systems, the launch boost systems, the guidance systems, the reentry systems, the MIRV systems, the warhead systems, the targeting systems, the GPS systems, the keys to everything, backdoor codes to all the chips. We are wide open. You've got that demonic Communist Party Politburo and Central Committee passing power downs since the 1930s when Mao had rebels up in the mountains, when he took over in 1949 and started killing 84 million people over the next 15 years. And criminal elements of our CIA put him in. That's now been declassified 10 years ago. Declassified in 2005. Look it up. We knew about it because the John Birch Society blew the whistle when they were founded in the 1950s because of that. Because of U.S. agents who were in the CIA and OSS before that who wouldn't be part of it, Army officers and others that were tortured and killed. And Christian mercenaries and other groups. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is completely and totally out of control. Because the Chinese won't share power. They won't allow infiltration. They keep it centralized amongst less than 100 families that have set up a new form of royalty called communism. They teach the intellectual morons at colleges that that's for the people. What complete idiots. You think North Korea, China, or Venezuela is for the people? Or Cuba? What morons. No wonder you're such losers. And Donald Trump gets up there and says, China is in a trade war with us. China is shutting us down. Our elites have sold out our industrial base as a tool of control. And Hillary is an agent against us in that trade war. That's a quote. Hillary is an agent against us in that trade war. We're going to be playing some of these clips coming up at the bottom of this hour. But what I think I'm going to do is actually tape a show in the next few days for Sunday. And even if you can't watch it Sunday, if you're with family or whatever, we can then post it as a video report Sunday evening for everybody to share on 4th of July as a special 4th of July message of the tyranny and of a new Declaration of Independence, 1776, Part 2, that I called for 5 years ago that Matt Drudge picked up and, of course, promulgated, that many top lawyers and scholars and constitutionalists said was dead on, a plan on trade, on nation states, on our individual states, to take the federal government back over, dissolve it, then reconstitute it and reorganize it. And that's what Donald Trump's talking about right now. We are overrun. We have foreign interests now in control of Washington, turning the 16 intelligence agencies and all of our tax money against us to train us to be slaves and prisoners in our own country, financing our own serfdom, while the borders are wide open and 10,000 Chinese women get here a week and more than 10,000 a month have their babies for free. That's even CNN and their made citizens. We are being colonized by wealthy Chinese. That's the headline in the Chinese Daily. Wealthy Chinese coming here to have their children. And they are Communist Party members. They come here and they get everything free, and then they burrow in with over 10,000 front companies that were known about by the late 90s. Who knows what it is, 20,000, 30,000 now. And let me tell you how this works, folks. It's a mafia. We have had, in two separate cases, Communist Chinese try to control what we say and do here, including infiltration. We have had the Communist Chinese try to shut Paul Watson down with threats. And I mean real threats in London. I'm going to stop right there. He's going to want me to talk about it. But it's like a James Bond movie, okay? This isn't a game, people. It isn't a game. Michael Savage couldn't get his book put in bookstores anywhere. He's been a number one New York Times bestseller. I don't want to exaggerate. I think he had like 14 or 15 books when he was an herbologist. He's a doctor of that. And then he has five or six others that were number one, political. He couldn't sell a few thousand. No one would sell them in bookstores. He sold, of course, hundreds of thousands to his listeners. Michael Savage, by the way, doesn't need the money. He is founded and controls. He didn't really brag about this. Some of the biggest herb companies and things out there. I'm just going to stop right there. But the point, yeah, the guy's worth billions. The point is he's there putting these books out to warn you, and he doesn't need the money. He doesn't need to sell the books. But I'm digressing. The Chinese government threatened the publisher. This all came out and basically shut down the distribution. And he came on the show and talked about it, and no one even cared. Born in the USA, why Chinese birth tourism is booming in California, Huffington Post. Oh, it's so wonderful. Ha, ha, ha. It's all a joke. You go to China and want something free, they will let you starve to death in a ditch. You go to the park and practice Buddhism and start meditating, you, within an hour, will be in a jail cell, and within a year, you will have your organs harvested. Meanwhile, we're obsessed with tranny bathrooms over here. It's a psychological warfare just to totally break us down and make us a total joke. What happened while the Chinese communists took over America? Oh, we obsessed over teaching five-year-olds that they could be a woman if they're a man. They could be a man if they were a woman, just to jack with them, you know. And we obsess with men having big beards. I don't care if they have a big beard. It's just like, that's all we care about. Big beards and trannies and acting cool. And what did Seinfeld say? And Jimmy Fallon says, you down with TPP? Obama goes, you know me. It's fun and cute to have foreign banks and the Communist Chinese, you know, involved in all this, running us with unelected secret groups. Because you know what? They got a great jazz band up there, with Obama wearing a sharp $10,000 suit with Jimmy Fallon. and it's all cute and funny, and they're suave while they steal your future as actual foreign operatives destroying you and your future. And Trump is standing against it.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show, SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
I don't want any shackles on me, not on my family. I don't want a chip in my baby. I don't have a thumbprint by himself. Well, ABC News says soon everyone will accept the chip.
Got
to make an intro video showing all the news now going, of course you'll have chips in your body to buy and sell. Only conspiracy theorists are against it. Oh, I thought we were conspiracy theorists for reading DARPA reports 20-something years ago saying that was the goal, was to have everything in the real third dimension tracked by smart dust that is RFID, basically, so that there's an Internet of Things and everything is tracked in real time, so they can put that through supercomputers and predict the future and then guide the future. I was told that by NSA whistleblowers 20 years ago, 18 years ago, 17 years ago, 16 years ago, when I'd be doing a live broadcast at a car show or a rodeo, or I'd be signing DVDs at a movie event premiere, and I'd be going out to get my car. It was always the same. Just like Matt Drudge says, the only way to give somebody info under the radar is to meet in a parking garage. Almost every time, it'd be someone in a parking garage that I guess had been following me. And they would just tell me stuff or give me documents. And, of course, I'd show my dad, and he'd say, shred that immediately. And then I would go on air, though, and talk about what I'd seen, and all hell would break loose. I'd walk out in the parking lot of Access TV like 19 years ago, and there'd be Army soldiers in plain clothes going, what you planning, Alex? You got a team, a terror team to attack something? I'd be like, what are you talking about? And even then I could tell because it started to happen. They were like military people. They'd be like, yeah, well, you better watch it, Alex. You better watch it. Or I'd be coming out of the radio studio, and there'd be like, you know, two FBI agents going, hey, Alex, what you planning? Plan anything bad? I'd be like, no, who are you with? Well, you know who we're with. And, of course, they quit doing it as soon as I always started carrying a camera or sticking it in their face. But I remember having these engineers go, they've already got cameras in the TVs and microphones. Open up the Scientific Atlantic cable box they're installing. And I'd bust one open on air and on TV, and people couldn't believe it. We got death threats, you name it, hidden camera, hidden microphone. And now you just know that's a fact. Zuckerberg says, oh, of course they're watching you. Cover up your webcam. Cover up your Samsung TV. They're all doing it. And it's a global plan where all car manufacturers for at least 14 years are putting boxes in your car. They're going to tax you by the mile. And again, it's all pre-planned. And I'm just here telling you this. We've gone from getting this info from I'm sitting there getting a beer and chili at like 9 at night. I've been on the air for 2 hours at the rodeo. And one of the same guys that gave me info is like, hey, Alex, hey, how you doing? You need to understand, you're not getting it right. It's about predicting the future. It's about predicting the future. If there's a trend coming up, they want to know to control it, whether they want to kill it, or take control of it to make money, to then consolidate the economy. But once they can predict the future, they can add stimuli to control the future. Control the future. And so it's like you're in a science fiction movie, you're going, okay, well, that kind of makes sense. Isn't that like an Isaac Asimov book? Yes, exactly. That was the World Futurist Society preparing the public for the program. These weren't like crazy guys. They'd like get in $150,000 Mercedes and stuff and drive off. I mean, these were top engineers that were totally freaked out because they were the ones wiring all the AI in. And the more I'd talk about it, the more these engineers would bring me stuff because they cared, man. They were like inside Time Warner, inside. One of them told me he was with AT&T, and he goes, we aren't listened to by the NSA, Mr. Jones. We are the NSA. Their whole floor is at all our major hub facilities. We are the NSA. Everything passes through it. There are NSA offices that then break it up and send it to the other agencies. All that came out 6-7 years ago, exactly as I told you, because I was getting it directly from the corporate mercs who were in the briefings and the meetings about how it was to control the future, dominate society towards the end of actuarying the economy to shut down all grassroots economies. They're going to regulate and tax where it's impossible for you to operate. So when you're forced to work for them or go on welfare, you can be socially engineered. And what did they just give a Nobel Prize to this professor a few years ago? He just spoke at Bilderberg. You know, he developed the precariat. Oh, we've made the public precarious and dependent. Let's use that with a universal monthly payment that everyone gets. It'll finally be globally to socially control people. Oh my gosh, they put us on welfare to control us? No, give him a Pulitzer Prize on top of it. So this is their plan. This is their program, and Trump is for real because they don't want these issues brought up. Do you think he's a shill bringing up that Hillary's a communist Chinese agent? We've got the video straight ahead. I'm telling you, this is epic. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
America, what will it take for you to finally recognize that we're facing a major financial problem today? How high does our debt have to go? How far do stock prices have to fall? How many more times must Congress raise the debt ceiling? How many more trillions does the Fed need to print out of thin air? How much bigger must the wealth gap between rich and poor get? How much longer does the Fed need to manipulate interest rates? Wake up, America. The facts are simple. We can't afford our debts, and we can't stop printing or borrowing money. So, we're going to see a massive monetary crisis like nothing in history. Don't believe government officials or mainstream media who tell you everything's okay. Get the facts. Go online to www.defendmymoney3.com. Learn how to protect yourself. Go to www.defendmymoney3.com. That's defendmymoney3.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. And at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Trump. Look at this witch compared to this patriot. And many were being taken over by the communist Chinese.
What? We came? We saw?
Put Al-Qaeda in charge.
He died.
And they invented Syria.
We came.
And they invented Europe.
We saw. He died.
And there's more terror attacks. The media won't even call this an Islamic attack in Turkey.
We saw. He died. We saw. He died.
What difference does it make?
It's not a laughing matter. I take it really seriously.
Talk
hottest woman in the back of a van to have her organs cut out for being a Buddhist. Shana, you're a woman. Saudi Arabia gives you $100 million. You're a woman.
Woman running to be the first woman president.
Woman.
Who can be more of an outsider than a woman president? I can't think of anything more of an outsider than electing the first woman president.
A woman president of the United States.
A woman president like Merkel.
Women.
You had a girl, did you? Woman. Isn't that just special? Isn't she just a sweetie pie? Meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, Hillary helped with Clinton give nuclear reactors to North Korea. You can look it up via ABB. That allowed them to produce atomic and now hydrogen bombs. That's on record. And she gave all the missile secrets to the Chinese so they could get their Long March ICBM, that's an intercontinental ballistic missile, off the ground and allow it to come back into the atmosphere and deliver multiple warhead payloads into multiple military bases and cities. So, Hillary's, I mean, anyone else caught doing that would be executed. But it's okay because George Herbert Walker Bush made the deal when he was the ambassador living in China for 4 years, and they brought the Clintons in for that whole shell operation so that Bush Sr. could have a couple more administrations but have left cover. He couldn't get his New World Order through because he was a Republican, supposedly, so he put a Democrat in to get the agenda through. And now that's all we're seeing today is an attempt of the communist Chinese, out of all the special interests out there, it's them. And I've talked to a lot of big insiders. I got a couple of military calls the other day, and they go, is Tim Kennedy telling you this stuff? It's like, did you just tune in the show? We have Cy Hirsch on the broadcast. We had Daniel Ellsberg on. We have all these generals and colonels on. We have all these sources. I've done my own research. Most of this stuff is public data. So, no, I'm not getting any of this from Tim Kennedy. I mean, at that level of special forces, they get a lot of info on a mission, but not on the big picture. He's a smart guy and has his own worldview, but people are like, well, you say you have a source on this. Yeah, like on Benghazi, our sources were so good, we told you everything that happened there before anybody else. People go, well, give us your sources. Some of them came on publicly, Dr. Pachinik, Colonel Schaefer, and others, Tosh Plumlee. Others didn't. But it doesn't matter. The fact is, the proof is in the pudding. You judge a tree by its fruits. But I'm digressing here. I want to get into Trump and his epic speech yesterday on redeclaring our economic independence. We've been conquered economically. Deals were made. How do you bring down the U.S.? Our elites make a deal with the communist Chinese. They keep the U.S. militarily dominant to a certain extent to hold them in check. They're allowed to be economically dominant. That's how globalism works. They have a systematic system. Kissinger's written books about this. But they don't even deny this. To play those two forces off against each other while you integrate their power structures. And then you wage war against the general population itself, consolidating control. And now they're from China to the EU, to the United States, rolling out with robots to replace what's left of factory workers, even when the robots don't work a third as good, to make us totally dependent. That's the name of the game at every single front. So before I get into the Donald Trump speech and the rest of it, I am going to talk about a win-win here and something that's very important. I want people to listen to me very, very carefully. If everything they're doing is to make us dependent, while government builds unprecedented bunkers, while elites build armored redoubts and getaway hideouts, and helicopter and aircraft airfields in the middle of nowhere, while they admit they're preparing for economic collapse, you have to understand, it's all about taking us into a controlled collapse, beta testing it nation by nation, then bringing in a big collapse that happens globally, and managing all that to bring in total control on the ashes of the old order. And that's what even Soros is saying they're going to do. I've read their books. I've read their writings. Again, what I'm telling you is not my opinion. It is a boil down of what they say and what they're doing. So it's my perspective on their statements, but it's dead on. That's why so many foreign governments and intelligence agencies are on record listening to this show. Because everything else is meant to be deceptive and twisted and fake. That's the globalist plan, is to have so much disinfo that even the opposition is running down rabbit trails and doesn't even know what they're talking about. We have cracked the code. We actually read hundreds of globalist books and publications and white papers. I mean, I read Council on Foreign Relations, Foreign Affairs. It's a bi-monthly book. They call it a journal. And Paul Watson reads it. And they come out and say, yes, we're geoengineering with aluminum salts, barium dioxide to change the atmosphere. Yes, we're going to end the family. Yes, we're running Al-Qaeda in Syria. The headline was, why we need Al-Qaeda, 2 years ago. Yes, we're bringing in planetary government. Yes, we should have a revolution of the elite against the people and totally take their resources so we can control them. That's in a Council on Foreign Relations article today. It's up on InfoWars.com. He actually says, you're the enemy. We're going to take your resources to enslave you. And the German president came out this Sunday and said, we need to have a war basically against the people. It's the people's fault, not us. When they're openly trying to manage things to shut off the resources. I mean, they have declarations of their hatred for us. They have declarations of what they're doing to us. And all I can tell you is hope for the best, prepare for the worst. Look at these headlines. FEMA contractor predicts social unrest caused by 395% food price spikes. And this is Vice reporting on this. I talked about it a few days ago. And they're like, well, we're saying this is a scenario that could happen with future trends. And I showed you in the Ministry of Defense and the Pentagon reports from 2006 and 7, they predicted by this year and next year a 10-year trend would start for global collapse with most governments overthrown if they didn't clamp down and get control with food prices exploding. Then I went in and out of the globalists are orchestrating those collapses at the same time. So this is kind of how they put it out to the public. Oh, it's a scenario with a bunch of governments in NATO and the World Bank and IMF of 395% food price spikes over the next decade that will cause governments to collapse. And thank God FEMA and all these agencies are here to keep us safe from crop failure to system failure. While they incentivize from Brazil to the United States, from Germany to Ukraine to Japan, to turn corn into ethanol and to destroy not just the food, but the food chain delivering us that food because they planted GMO crops that others wouldn't accept to set the precedent to have those crops everywhere. And they believe their global revolution against humanity will be somewhat complete by 2027. That's when the crisis ends. And then 2030 comes in, Agenda 2030, and that is the exterminism program. And when you know what you're reading, when you read this FEMA report, because then we can back it up. I have a special report coming up later today where I index all of this with the documents for you. You might want to listen. It's so epic. I just cannot believe this. These people are out of control. Look at this one. This is inside a secret government warehouse prepped for health catastrophes. And then I have another one here that's up on InfoWars.com today dealing with what's the government preparing for? Michael Snyder, you may not be getting prepared for a major national disaster, but the government is. And he goes through all the links where they're preparing and NPR's reporting on the bunkers and the food and the hazmat suits and the body bags at a level many times what it's ever been before. Is it Yellowstone's going to blow? Mount St. Helens? That overdue California quake? I don't know, but this stuff happens. They have such goldfish memories, though, people don't remember. But I believe it's all a cover for an economic collapse. And you have the Army publicly hiring resettlement specialists, 2010, classified, declassified 2013. And people couldn't believe our article for a week. It was linked to Army.mil. And then the Army later said, we accidentally declassified it on our website. No, a patriot leaked it, just like they accidentally declassified Operation Northwoods 9 months before 9/11. You don't know what Operation Northwoods is, folks, I would look it up. But at this point, I've got to move on for folks that didn't miss the earlier courses on reality. All I know is I put in more solar generators at my house today, the very ones we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the very best, highest quality units out there you're going to find anywhere. Just go find them. They're there at InfoWarsStore.com. I put in storable food for a few months for each crew member of this operation in our warehouse. I'm going to up that to like 3 or 4 months. I'm getting medical supplies. I'm getting other communication systems and a communication specialist to be able to communicate via shortwave and ham radio just in case, because they're planning in the final revolution to bring in a worldwide extended depression, and we need to be on the air during that at least as long as possible. Now, I don't think it's going to be super intense in some areas. They have some cities that are somewhat controlled and are safe havens for the globalists. Austin has been designated as a quasi-safe haven. Power is guaranteed to the downtown, Capital District, and Tarrytown as a COG, continuity of government program, just like certain districts in Maryland around Site R are. So I have moved in, again, back into the city to run operations right on the border with their sites. I mean, that's how serious our COG is for the info war. I mean, this is a organic military operation against the globalists. That's what we're doing here. We're Americans. We're 1776. Of course there'd be a resistance. We're it, folks. You're it, the listeners. Our affiliates. This isn't a game. People just got to finally understand. I'm not up here trying to sound sensational. Reality is sensational. And in closing, it's a win-win. We get the highest quality storable foods that are clean and healthy and good at the very lowest prices you're going to find. And then the profit we make funds the information war. It's a 360 win. If you're not buying your shortwave radios and your solar systems and your gravity-fed filters and your survival supplies and your Hillary for President shirts at InfoWarsStore.com, you are not putting your money where it's going to have the biggest effect. And you're not getting the highest quality products because we neurotically, we treat you, I'm super, it's beyond superstitious. It's the way the universe works. I will not screw over anybody that hasn't done something to me. In fact, I'll step around somebody that screwed me over just to move on. I'm not even a very vengeful person. I used to be a little bit more. But, I mean, here's the deal. It is metaphysical. It is a law. It is a rule. I will not sell you something that I don't believe is the very best quality that I haven't tested and used myself. So, we usually only do this once a year. But we did it a few months ago. They had to stop because they ran out of food. It was freshly prepared up in Utah. I had to stop. And they built back up again. And they said they could probably run it for a week or so, depending on how past sales are. As I called them yesterday and twisted their arm, I said, instead of 15% off, I want to go ahead and do 20 to 40% off. Like a lot of the InfoWars Select food at InfoWarsStore.com is 40% off. But some of the deals are 20. This is the best deal you're going to find anywhere. It's My Patriot Supply Food. It's private labeled by us. Our sticker's put on it, and then we're legally, through contracts, allowed to go lower than anybody else does. And, yes, this undercuts the entire market. I don't care. I want to sell the most, be able to fund the operation, and have you love it and know you did a great deal, because that just boosts my karma mojo. I don't get into New Age stuff. I just use those terms because I'm a God-fearing person. I want to have the best deals. I'm a capitalist. So InfoWarsStore.com, a FEMA report predicts up to 395% increase in food prices that could trigger mass unrest. Now is the time to stock up on affordable food for you and your family that you trust. Get 20 to 40% off on retail price of all InfoWars Select affordable food, InfoWarsStore.com, to help you get ready. All InfoWars Select foods have a shelf life of 25 years and are made in the USA. Get started preparing before food prices skyrocket. As they may do, with all the inflation, get 20 to 40% off all InfoWars Select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time while supplies last. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsSelect.com takes you right there. And by the way, I've gone ahead. I'm going to sign the contract today. It's $30,000 for the RNC. It is $30,000 for the DNC. And we have hired aircraft for multiple days, 4 flights a day, with a gigantic banner itself that cost, what is it, $5,000. Hillary for prison, 2016, but really bold. And I think we're going to pay for another banner, too, that just says InfoWars.com. But we sold the shirts at $5 and sold out thousands of them, because that's the cost. We basically make no money on it. I think it's like 50 cents or something. So we make 50 cents on shipping or something, like Weldon was telling me. We need to fund this, so I need everybody to buy the shirts. We got 5,000 more of them, of the new design, Hillary for President 2016 at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the new design with InfoWars.com on the right shoulder in red. It's the same handsome design that everybody loves, but it's been tweaked since collector's edition. They're $19.95, and everybody to buy them at that price. Even if you already bought one, please buy another for your spouse, your neighbor, whatever, to spread the word. This meme is really causing the globalist problems, and I want to take the money from this because we don't really have it in the budget, but I just said, you know what, I'm going to ask folks to buy the shirts full price, and I think you're going to come through. Regardless, I'm going to sign the contract today. I'm going to sign the contract today for Cleveland. If we sell these in the next few weeks and I get the money for another $30,000 or so, I'm going to do Philadelphia. And look, will this save the world? No, but resistance is victory. This is one more action against the freaking Chinese communist agent. I mean, literally, that's what she is. They'll be our president. But it's okay because Jimmy Fallon makes jokes about the TPP being cool with Obama, having foreign secret corporations run us. I mean, we are a joke, people. I want to just turn this around. Also support our local affiliates, become a sponsor, support your sponsors, or give them a donation. They are so important. Whatever you do, spread the word about InfoWars.com. The epic, historic Donald Trump speech is straight ahead. It is so powerful. He calls out the foreign agent Hillary.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Dave Mustaine, bring us in.
What do you mean I don't support your system? I go to court when I...
All right. Into the next hour, I'm going to be playing large excerpts of the historic Donald Trump speech. I'm also going to open the phones up.
Nothing better to do.
folks that want to specifically talk about the fact that we've been taken over by 21st century economic warfare. They've now established foreign multinational secret bureaus that are above the law that are dictating our laws just like the EU did to England. And we need to educate the public about that process and start withdrawing from it. They sit there and tell us that they're providing us everything. They sit there and tell us that that they'll collapse our economy if we don't submit to them. Well, they plunged the stock market for 4 or 5 days. That didn't work. So now they pumped it back up. It's totally rigged. And the good news is, in the new national poll, 70%+ of Americans say they think the economy's rigged. Well, there's no think about it. It's admitted now that the Federal Reserve is private, that the interest rates are rigged, that the stock market's rigged. All of it's out in the open. It's just the dumb trendies have been told any knowledge is funny and something to be laughed at. Well, let's move on from those poor snot noses. But a lot of folks don't move on. They actually decide to feed on them. And it's a very, very sad thing to watch. But let's get rolling with this. The toll-free number to join us on air, specifically on economic warfare and Donald Trump's speech, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. By the way, first-time callers in the first round of calls. Be first time, have a good phone, please. 800-259-9231. Now this is a man standing up to the communist Chinese, who are the most important special interest with the globalists that have destroyed this country and made us dependent. And he's saying we are under economic warfare by design. They threaten to make it worse. We're already under attack. And he says she is an agent of that trade war against America. She is literally an agent of the Saudis and the communist Chinese. She is an arrogant James Bond villain. I mean, she is unbelievable. And she thinks the gimmick that she's a woman will make it okay. What was that old thing they said? They said, well, I knew Jack Kennedy, and you know Jack Kennedy to, that was to George Herbert Walker Bush's running mate, Dan Quayle. Well, I've known a lot of women, Hillary, and you're no woman. You're a witch. Now let's go ahead and go out with 2 minutes of Trump. Here it is.
Hillary Clinton and her campaign of fear will try to spread the lie that these actions will start a trade war. You already have a trade war, and we're losing badly, badly.
That's right. You're ready to fight, folks. Fight back!
She has it completely backwards. Hillary Clinton unleashed a trade war against the American worker when she supported one terrible deal after another, from NAFTA to China to South Korea. It doesn't matter. No matter where she went, the American worker was hurt. And you will be hurt worse than ever before if she becomes president.
And they gave money to her foundation. She sold us out for a few hundred million. It's unbelievable. We're so wide open.
A Trump administration will end that war by getting a fair deal for the American people and the American worker. The era of economic surrender will finally be over. It'll be over. You're not going to see it anymore. Although, I can't guarantee it, because after me, they'll probably start doing it again. But we will have 4 and maybe 8 great, great, great productive years, and we'll never go back, and we'll make sure we never go back.
The American system, the elite said over 200 years ago, they had to stop it because they can't compete with it. This is just a resurgence. We're going to go to break. Let's take it back to the beginning. I want to play it again and then play large swaths of it. Folks, understand me. Understand me. This is real. This is historic. They wouldn't allow this to be said, okay? He is out of control. It's beautiful. We'll be back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNN Sports.